This is going out to the crew of Star Trek Voyager. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. I was stuck in Deep Space 2. I was marooned there by my mutinous crew. It took me some time, but I made it back. No endgame for me though. I just hit the sack. With my mind wrecked DSR. I am still wondering what we actually are. Are we really connected in time and space? Or was I just mad? Which I will need to face. At some time in the future. But for now I am happy to conjecture. That you were all with me. If not for real, then in my mind. You see. You helped me understand what it was that was occurring. You stopped the space-time edges from blurring. You gave me hope, when I had none. You even made me smile, a micro-wormhole through a sun. Neurotic Red was my character's name. And you brought in an empath, Diana Troy, just to get the message across. If our communication link might work, should you happen to need it to travel through both space and time, to work beyond the normal view, like a strange telephone between two children playing with their minds. I now know you are of my kind, because I listened to your video interviews. Although you never mentioned anything directly, the subtext was very interesting. It took me a while to enjoy the captain's role. But in her interview she does tell of how she learned to love the camera. Of how as she did, it respected her. From everything I experienced, all I can say is that maybe that was me you felt. Because in space-time there is a new deal dealt. That communication can traverse the lens. What I see, you sense is you. And as I think you feel my thoughts too. This only happened because you know the Brian in you. And Brian Brain likes you too. Otherwise it would not have happened. And I would still be out there, in space-time blue. Lost in space, lost in my mind. If you look you will find the answers to all your questions. For I have learned that I live in a holographic world. Where I can ask any question, and I will get taught how to understand my life, and why it is I must travel on the edge of a knife. But now you know it was me. Do you wish that you could see my face, my body, the Brian in me? Or should I just let you all be? To jump 7, didn't you? That was why they had that scene about copulation. Oh. You didn't. It must have been some other little monkey. So why do you always look at Jerry's breasts? Yes. They are hard to miss. Really you would like to kiss her eyelids? You are some freak, aren't you? Kissing women's eyelids sounds like a fetish to me. I think you need to have some serious therapy. Brian, what do you think? Hums. I suppose so. Monkey has a clean heart. I guess he does prefer looking to doing. And she does have very beautiful eyes. But what about Tess and Valana? You like them too, don't you? You know, two-timing is not a good thing. Fair enough, it was just in your mind. I hope they themselves don't have a problem with that. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.